This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which you can find out more about at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Like so many things before us in this presidential race and the governor's race, the war on coal is something we need to hear from every single elected leader about. Where are you at in taking on the EPA and what they're trying to do in destroying affordable, reliable electricity? With ridiculous, onerous, and a benefit-free regulation. It's my favorite part of the Clean Power Plan. What are we doing this for? What is it getting us to? What do you describe as the benefit and the reason for all this pain of higher electricity rates and a less reliable grill? And it's impossible to find. It is about taking on a fuel source they don't like. Very important to many parts of North Dakota and Minnesota, not only for the affordable electricity it provides for homes and businesses, but also for jobs, which is why we encourage you to engage in this debate. Get involved. Get the facts. And you can do that at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right. Last hour on a Friday edition. Let's have some fun, should we? Are you up for some fun this hour? Yes. Get the blood pumping a little bit. Get fired up. Come on. You can do it. Let's go. Governor's debate, 1 week away, about a week, Thursday of next week, that is going to be a pretty extraordinary thing, really. The Republican Party in North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong and his team, have sanctioned a debate. All the candidates have agreed to do it. They'll sit down, and there will be a debate at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium in Bismarck next Thursday. Call the North Dakota Republican Party if you want tickets, or talk to your favorite candidate, because they have them. And this should be really good. Really looking forward to this. So I'll tell you more about that a little later on this hour, but I want your input on what you would like to see from that debate, what topics you want discussed. We had one call earlier say, hey, population growing at this rate, budget growing at this rate. Why? What's going on? I want to know. Well, it's a good question. We'll add to the list, and we welcome others as well. Freedom Friday is something we do to inform ourselves about the Constitution and things we can do, and we have been, I tell you what, Tom, a listener of ours, Tom sent a note, said, hey, this woman, you need to have on. You need to have her on. Chris Ann Hall is her name. And Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional attorney. She'll be joining us this hour. Plus more of your calls, questions, and comments coming up as well. Number of calls that were waiting from last hour that we did not get to that I want to do quickly here as well. And then we're going to get to Chris Ann and talk the Constitution here a little bit. James in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hello to you. Thanks for calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
I think Cruz and Rubio are going to attack Trump all they want, but until they narrow the field down to just Trump and somebody else, Trump's got to win. I don't see either one of those two dropping out until it's too late.
You bring up a point a lot of people are missing. Trump does not have a majority of the vote anywhere right now. Doesn't have a majority of the vote in the polls, doesn't have a majority of the vote in any of the races that have happened to this point, because there are that many other candidates in there. Now, whether they're going to go automatically go to whoever is the alternative to Trump, who knows? Nobody knows that. But, you know, it could happen. And I think that's why Rubio acted like he did last night. To me, Rubio seemed like he was, I got to do this. It looked a little bit desperate, and maybe it was desperate. Maybe that's okay. Because if Trump isn't stopped and he isn't making the case, you got to stunt Trump's growth and be the heir apparent for the number two spot to get any traction, right?
Right, and I think if they wait until after Super Tuesday, then I think Trump will be cruising to the nomination. Somebody's got to get out, or he's in.
Who would you like to? Are you a Trump fan?
No.
So who of the rest of the field would you like to see be the heir apparent then, the one that could take him on?
I'm kind of split. I like Cruz for his views, political views, but I don't think he has the temperament to be president. I think he's too abrasive. I think Rubio's got more of the leadership and qualities that are needed. So I'm leaning more towards Rubio. I think he's more electable. He has a better chance of beating Trump and a much better chance of beating Hillary.
You and I are on the same spot, James. I agree. Appreciate the call. Dana and Judd, let's get your take here before we go to our guest. Hello, Dana.
Good morning, everyone. I guess what I'm tired of is they're proving to us how cheap they can be to each other, but there's not one candidate, Republican or Democrat, that has given us any new ideas on how they would change the economy and find a new way to bring revenue into this system, because the experiment we're following now is not working. And if they keep following it, it's going to keep building up to pump it down, only it's going to be faster and faster and faster.
Appreciate the take, Dana. Thanks a ton. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's get our Constitution class going here, folks. On our Freedom Friday edition of the program, our next guest is Chris Ann Hall. She's an attorney, former prosecutor. She travels the country teaching the Constitution and the history that gave us our founding documents. And we are thrilled to have her. She's also a disabled Army veteran and a mother and a pastor's wife and a patriot. And Chris Ann, we appreciate you joining us today on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So we do Freedom Fridays because our listener said, I want to learn more about the Constitution. We had a listener say, hey, I watched Chris Ann Hall's stuff on YouTube. I love it. I think she'd be perfect. So we're here to learn today. What do you think most Americans need to know about their Constitution?
Well, I think relevant to today's discussions about the presidential elections is that electing the right president is not going to fix things. The president, constitutionally, is not the leader of America. Constitutionally speaking, the president is a representative of the states in foreign affairs. The only power the president has is that power that is vetted by the Senate in creating treaties and agreements. And the only time the president is the leader of the military is when there is a constitutional formal declaration of war by Congress. And so electing a president is not going to fix things. And if we think we are going to elect the right person to in the office of the president to get the federal government right, then we are going to be disappointed. Constitutionally speaking, if we want to fix the federal government, that I think most people who will agree is that the federal government is out of control, the only mechanism constitutionally by which to fix the federal government is through the authority of the states over the federal government. And that authority is clear, as we are a constitutional republic and not a federal oligarchy.
It's refreshing to hear you explain the role of the president and ultimately how that should operate as per the Constitution. But what you've described is not the reality of what we live in every day, is it?
No, it's not. And it's really the other reality of that is it's not the president's fault. So the president's not going to fix this. We are not in the situation that we're in because Barack Obama is out of control. We're in the situation that we're in because Congress is out of control. Our Congress, as a matter of fact, the House alone, through a simple majority, utilizing Article 1, Section 7, could defund anything that the president is doing if they really didn't like what he was doing. And so the House and the Senate have the ultimate check and balance over the presidential, over the executive branch. They were vested with more power than the executive branch. And so fixing the office of the president is not going to fix America or get us back to our constitutional moorings until we actually fix Congress. I mean, we have a Congress that is either out of control, delegating power to the executive branch that they don't have the authority to delegate, or simply sitting back in apathetical silence as the executive branch consumes power that they don't have the authority to consume. And they're supposed to be doing something about it. And this whole dog and pony show now going on in our Senate about how we will not confirm a justice of the Supreme Court is just more political anti-constitutional gamesmanship. If our Senate actually did their job and not rubber stamped whoever the president wanted, we would have real confirmation hearings where judicial nominees would be vetted based on their constitutional knowledge, not on their political affinities. And we would be able to have a real confirmation and not worry about who is president and who is not.
If you have a question for Chris Hannes, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Here's one that came in off air. Let's roll that.
Question for Chris Hannes, please, from Ron in Bismarck. What is a natural-born citizen, which is a requirement to be elected as president? Thank you.
About a half a minute for your answer.
Yeah, right. Okay, so go to my website, chrisannhall.com. Look at an article that I've written called Understanding Citizenship, and that's the best I can give you to answer that in 30 seconds.
All right, so is Ted Cruz a natural-born citizen?
It depends on whose rules you're following. If you're following the rules of the framers and the ideas and the intent of the framers, he is not. If you're following modern speculation of modern law interpretation, then that's how you get him to be a natural-born citizen. But by our framer standards, Ted Cruz and neither Ted Cruz nor Marco Rubio are natural-born citizens.
Interesting. All right. Back with more after a short time out with our constitutional attorney today, Chris Hannes Hall. Your questions for her are welcome on What's on Your Mind after a break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Another chat with Chris Hannes Hall, constitutional attorney, expert on the program. Questions and comments for her on the Constitution are welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's National Bacon Day. So do yourself a favor. Have some bacon. There's a great video out there I just saw the other day of a little toddler having bacon for the first time, and the look on the toddler's face is the same I have every time I have bacon, so it's pretty good. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we have some more clips to play from last night's debate and also more input to seek from you about what you want from the governor's debate. next week in the governor's race, and also any input you have or thoughts you have about last night's debate. So let us know. You've no doubt heard the ads for MyPillow here on What's on Your Mind. You may have already bought one yourself. And if you've reaped the benefits of a great night's rest with your MyPillow, now is the time to share the love, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we all ought to share the love. That's what we're called to do. MyPillows make a wonderful gift for birthdays, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Those are coming up around the corner. Graduations, great gifts for grandma, grandpa, shower gift for a new mom. Do your kids have one? Insomnia touches all ages, negatively affects your health. Give the gift of sleep. Give MyPillow. Buy 4-for-1 now. That's our deal. Exclusive to the What's on Your Mind audience. You get the 4-for-1 deal. I can't even believe it. 800-506-9028 is the number. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. And the classic four-pack combo is $99.88. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. And the two-for-one deal on the premium pillows, also still available. That's 50% savings. They have some great deals, so check it out. All right, let's see here. Who is next? Jim in Bismarck for Chris Dan Hall on What's on Your Mind. Question for our guest. Jim, how are you?
Hi, Chris. Question for you. Two parts, really. I've always believed and heard that the National Guard in the United States is not to be allowed through the Constitution to leave their states. Is that true?
There is no authority in the Constitution delegated to the federal government to have control over the state militias. Until such a time, there is a formal declaration of war by Congress and the necessity of calling up those militias in the defense of the Union is necessary in the defense of the people.
Okay. The other question is there any authority above Congress that when they don't go by the Constitution, they can go in and take over?
Yes, absolutely. The authority above the Congress are the states through their legislators and their governors. The states have an authority greater than the federal government when they violate the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson said, or James Madison said, the father of the Constitution said that whenever the federal government transgresses its boundaries, it's the right and the duty of the state to interpose. Madison also said that the state legislators were the greatest guard of the liberties of the people and the greatest control of the federal government. And Thomas Jefferson explained that when the federal government steps outside of its boundaries, its acts are void and unauthoritative. Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist Papers 78 that any law created by Congress that is not consistent with the Constitution is invalid and no law at all, which is consistent with Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause, which declares that only laws created by the federal government that are consistent with the Constitution are the supreme law of the land. And since the states are the creators of the Constitution and the creators of the federal government, it is the ultimate obligation and duty of the states to control their creation when it's violating the law. Because the bottom line is that the federal government is doing something that has not been delegated to it. It is breaking the supreme law of the land. And our framers intended for our states to be the law enforcer of that supreme law.
We're not going to have a lot of time to get into this today, but before we're done, I want to know what your take is on how you fix all that. Is that through the Supreme Court? Where do we, because, you know, much of what you suggest is a true and proper reading of the Constitution that's being ignored. So, I mean, what's the recourse?
The recourse is how our framers described it, is the state governments taking control of the federal government, refusing them authority when their authority is not delegated. It is not through the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not the ultimate arbiter of what is constitutional or not over the states, because the Supreme Court is part of the federal government. And this tendency to judicial supremacy that we slip into is completely unconstitutional. It violates separation of powers. It gives the Supreme Court the power to create law when that is a power reserved to the legislative branch. and it gives the Supreme Court power over the states in the Constitution, which is a violation of Article 6, Section 2. It's also a violation of Article 3, Section 2, and it creates not a constitutional republic, but this judicial supremacy says that we are ruled by an oligarchy of nine kings and queens. The ultimate authority over the Constitution, by every drafter of the Constitution tells us, the ultimate authority over the enforcement of the Constitution is the state through their people.
Ray in St. John, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have a question. So if there was martial law called and the perimeter is 100 miles and we have no constitutional rights, how do we protect ourselves if that is declared?
That's why it's incumbent upon the governors and the state legislators to enforce the Constitution. There is no authority for the federal government to declare the Constitution null and void in any aspect of the states within the boundaries of the states. And so Jefferson explained that if the states acquiesce to this unconstitutional authority by the federal government, then they become the very government that we separated from. And the states become colonies instead of independent sovereign states. And the federal government becomes a totalitarian kingdom rather than a constitutional republic. It was the duty, as Madison said, for the states to step up and step in between. He called it interposition between the federal government and the people when the federal government transgresses its boundaries.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about Mason before on this as well. And you make a good point. We really have a misunderstanding of why we have a Second Amendment, don't we?
We do. It is not about hunting or skeet shooting. The purpose of the Second Amendment was to remind the people to never be disarmed. And the idea that the purpose of the Second Amendment is so we can hunt would then assert that our framers were afraid that we would become disarmed from the deer and the rabbit organizing to disarm us. We don't have no fear of the deer and the rabbit disarming us. We have no fear of sportsmen disarming us. We don't even have fear of criminals organizing so that only they can have guns and law-abiding citizens can't. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment is to remind the people to never let the government disarm them. As Noah Webster said, that the government disarming the people means you have a standing army. And George Mason said, when the government disarms the people, you are enslaved. And so gun control in the minds of our framers was that the people should never be disarmed and that the people should always have arms superior to the government.
Great stuff. Chris Ann, would love to have you back, and glad you're doing what you're doing, because the more conversations that happen about what is actually in our Constitution, what it means and how it's being ignored, is extremely important. We're going to raise a couple of the questions that you brought up that need to be tackled by Congress as well with our legislative leaders here, congressional delegation too. So thanks so much, Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney, and our expert today on Freedom Friday.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I mean, first of all, this guy's a joke artist, and this guy's a liar. You have a combination.
This guy always goes.
You have a combination of factors. He
this
can't
so
do it
typical.
For the obvious reason, and he can't
but here's
do it
the
because
thing
he doesn't
he does.
Know how to tell the truth. Here. Other than that, I rest my case.
This there is the typical thing he does.
Beyond
any debate
all
about
all
policy,
right. One at a time,
goes right for the outrage.
Governor Kasich, you have the floor.
You
will have a response, but I promise Governor Kasich he could respond.
Can somebody attack me, please?
Okay, here. Whoa.
Best line of the night. I mean, you're getting nothing out of that, right? They're just slugging back and forth. You can barely hear them shouting over each other. And out of the sky drops the voice, can somebody please attack me? That was best line of the night. Was there a better one? You tell me if you think so. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, I want to tell you about my friends at Polar Service Center. Are you an experienced mechanic? You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value that you bring to an organization? Do you have experience with troubleshooting and repairing tank trailers? Then there are all kinds of opportunities for you at Polar Service Center. They are seeking tank, trailer, mechanic, and service technicians with about 5+ years of experience. And here's what you need to know about Polar Service Center. They are a division of Polar Corporation. They specialize in the sale and service of tank trailers. And their growth has created openings for mechanics for tank trailers. They have some great locations like Sacramento and Portland right now, if you like that part of the world. I happen to think we have paradise here compared to Sacramento and Portland, but you might like that. They have some opportunities there. And as well, occasionally one of those opportunities opens up in Williston and Kildare as well. And great benefits, really, really good benefits. I mean, they're incredible. Now, all you really need to do is be able to lift a little, up to 50 pounds, and with assistance up to 100 pounds. They have competitive pay, as I say, up to $32, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, paid time off, 401k. And they're paying you based on your experience and ability up to $32 an hour. Call Terry at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. And to tell them Scott sent you. Couple questions I'd love to resolve before we finish up on the program today. Did that debate accomplish anything? Is it what you're looking for? When you sit behind the TV and watch that, there's another one next week. Fox is doing one. Is that what you want? Do you want them slugging it out? Are you getting anything from that? And if so, is that what you're hoping for in the governor's race, or you want something different? Is there anything I can bring as one of three commentators to the governor's debate? You tell me. Okay, and before the end of the program, get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you a telephone number and an email address where you can send in your suggested questions. We're getting good ones. I appreciate it. Here's a couple that just came in. Question. Past success can be a predictor of future achievement. What is your most significant accomplishment as a Republican. All right. I guess that's directed that's a fair question, right? You're seeking the Republican nomination for governor. As a Republican, what do you consider your most significant achievement? Another, an effective governor must always be able to sway public opinion. Give us an example of where you've advocated a position that moved large groups of people to action. This does not include people who were or are under you at work. Oh, interesting. I like that. See, you're thinking. You're thinking about this. Keep them coming. All right? And if you're a Trump supporter, I want you to honestly answer a question here in a minute about last night's debate over the health care proposals of the candidates. So listen up, Trump supporters. A little exercise coming up here before the end of the program on health care. All right, let's see who is next on What's on Your Mind. It looks like Armin in Bismarck. Hello, Armin, what's on your mind? Armin, are you there?
Hey, that little lady, Chris, I am very impressed. Yeah, hey.
We can hear you, Armin. Just turn your radio down and you'll be able to talk to us on the phone here. You're talking about Chris Ann Hall, the guest we just had. You like the guest.
The cheap cell phone. Goodness gracious. Hey, I'm impressed with anybody, and that little lady, Chris, is a champion. I'm a veteran. I served twice honorably, and our rights as North Dakota citizens, have been pretty much knocked way the crap out of the park. Hey, there's a bill called the Roadkill Act to protect citizens and their civil rights. And now we bring in legislators, and they pile on crap on top of the North Dakota Century Code Act. Holy moly. We don't have any rights.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Armin. Thank you very much. Call again, and we will have Chris Ann back. We'll have her back on the program. I'm glad you enjoyed the conversation. By the way, that idea to do Freedom Fridays and learn a little bit about the Constitution came from our listeners. Said, I just want to learn. I love it when we get some great new ideas from you. And that was at Andy. And we'll do it again. Fred, in beautiful Wing, North Dakota, what is on your mind, sir?
Well, I got two things on my mind. Once, you know, I bought a new Rand McNally map deal. They got all the maps of the United States. And I looked up North Dakota in it. And the binder for the middle of the page goes right between Wing and Tuttle. Now, how did that happen?
How about that, huh?
And I'm wondering how in the heck I'm going to get over that ring binder when I go over to Tuttle to deliver grain next spring. It's going to be tough, you know. But seriously, on the gubernatorial debate, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that they have to battle out. And we got the four biggies here in North Dakota. And it's babies, bullets, bushels, and barrels. And first of all, you got to talk about the babies being killed. You got to talk about the bullets being taken away and the guns. And then the bushels, how many bushels are the farmers going to be able to make, and will they cost enough get enough out of them that you can make a living? And then we got the barrels of oil that they got to talk about. If those four things are hashed out, that could be a very big debate. And, you know, you got to see it. We got to find out what those guys stand for. And sometimes they just got to really get down and dirty to get answers from back and forth for one another, you know. And so it can get pretty ugly for a while. But then there's time when a person should be able to ask a few of the other questions around the outside. But sometimes this stuff's got to get down and dirty, especially when you got four candidates in the same party. If they can't at least hash it out enough where we can agree on the main four, you know.
And the four you've identified are very interesting, because I believe anybody running for elected office in North Dakota needs to have a position on all of those. We need to know where you're at. Now, what's interesting is that, you know, a governor in North Dakota cannot do a ton on the pro-life issue. Obviously, he can sign legislation, and Governor Dalrymple, bless his soul, signed a lot of nation-leading legislation that ultimately went to places to be to test, right? We have some of the best laws in the country and have been leaders, and that was incredible. So there's that opportunity. But people want to know, because to me, I think it talks about your character. I think that's why North Dakotans want to know where you're at on that issue. That's a character question, in addition to doing what you can do, albeit limited, on the national front. On bullets, same thing there. I don't know, you know, how's a governor going to restrict your Second Amendment rights? I guess getting into some permitting questions and some things, a lot of that's with the left of the Attorney General. But again, to me, that's show me the measure of the person. I want to know what stock are you? Where are you at on that, right? Bushels and barrels, huge. Huge. Are impossible to overstate the significance that agriculture and energy are in our economy. So you're absolutely right. Those are important ones, and I'll use your four B's on Wednesday night. How about that? Thursday night, rather.
Sounds good. I'll be listening.
Okay,
thank you.
Appreciate the call. Listen to this. This was the exchange last night on health care, and I would like every Donald Trump fan out there to tell me what his proposal is, what his plan is, what you think he would do to save us from Obamacare from this exchange. Roll it.
This is an important thing. What is your plan? I understand the lines around the state, whatever that means. This is not a game where you draw maps
around.
You
don't know what it is.
What is your plan?
That's the problem.
What is your plan on health care? You don't have a
problem. The biggest problem he doesn't know.
I'll give you 1 minute.
The biggest problem he's got is he doesn't know. You know, I watched him melt down 2 weeks ago with Chris Christie. I got to tell you, the biggest problem he's got is he really doesn't know about the lines. The biggest thing we've got, and the reason we have no competition, is because we have lines around the state, and you have
we already mentioned that as part of my plan. I know what that is. But what else is part of your plan? So your only thing is to get rid of the lines around the states. What else is part of your health care plan?
The lines around the states.
That's your only plan.
It was almost done. No.
You know what? That brings in mind that he can tell us his plan.
Excuse me. That brings in competition. When you get rid of the lines, it brings in competition. So instead of having one insurance company taking care of New York or Texas, you'll have many. They'll compete, and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Right. And so that's the only part of the plan? Just the lines, the interstate competition?
The nice part about the plan, you have many different plans. You'll have competition. You'll have so many different plans.
But now he's repeating himself.
No, I'm not repeating. No.
I thought you repeated yourself five seconds ago.
I watched him. I watched him melt down on the stage like I've never seen anybody.
I thought he came out of the swimming pool. Let's talk about your plan. Every night it says five things. Everyone's dumb. He's going to make America great
Senator
again.
Rubio.
We're going to win.
Senator
He's
Rubio,
winning
please.
In the polls.
Go
through the lines around the state.
So here's my question there. Do you have any idea what Donald Trump's plan is for health care? Sally in Grand Forks, what do you think?
Well, I have no idea. I don't think anybody knows what his plans are. He said nothing of substance. I think what's significant is I think that if you look at the Democrat turnout for their primaries and their caucuses way down, I think a lot of Democrats are just voting for Donald Trump either because they're comfortable with him because he's more like them than the other candidates, or because they think he'd be easier to beat. That's my theory. I didn't hear one word of substance. Just a lot of, you know, closed eyes, pointing his finger in the air, and, you know, just a bunch of platitudes and slogans again.
Well said, Sally. Good analysis. Thank you for the call. Donald Trump fans, I know you're out there. Donald on health care. What'd you get out of that? Tell me at 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Drew from Grand Forks. If Trump gets the nomination, I can't vote for another Democrat light. We have voted Democrat light as a Republican Party for the last 12, 16 years. It can't happen anymore. We need a staunch conservative. We need rock solid conservatism. It's the only thing that's going to fix this country is solid conservatism. And Trump ain't it. I'll be sitting this one out if Trump gets the nomination. Thanks.
Boy, there we go, sitting it out. Bad idea in my mind, but you're entitled to your opinion here, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Texter says, the fact that Trump doesn't have substance is a great thing. It equals smaller government. I'm not sure if that's a joke or what exactly that is, but let's see. I asked for folks to call and tell us what they thought of Donald Trump on the healthcare side, and the phones are lighting up here. With just a few minutes left, so we're going to go quickly through everybody so you can all get your say. Give me your best 30 seconds. Vera in Kenmare, what's on your
mind? Hello. Yeah.
I understand what he's talking about the state lands, lines that he's talking about, North Dakota plan, Oregon plan. There's a huge difference. And if you open this up to the insurance companies, they have to bid for your business. That just makes pure sense. And as far as even on medication, right now we have two or three big companies that get all of it. It's like, okay, I'm going to buy all my shoes from you, and you can put any price you want to on it. That's what they're doing with our drugs, with our medication.
Right, but a small state like North Dakota is still going to have a limited number of people. I think the interstate competition is fabulous, but it's not the fix. It's one part of the puzzle, I think, that can be done. But there needs to be more to the plan, I think, is the only thing. Kevin and Castleton, your take quickly.
I didn't hear any specifics from Rubio either. But that's not why I called. My thing is why didn't Cruz or Rubio, educate Donald Trump when he was talking about Planned Parenthood and how much good it does? You know what the facts are? That 90% of what they do is abortion. Very little of what they do is in women's health, quote unquote. I would like to know why nobody, educated him on stage right there about that. I leave that on the other two.
Yeah, good point. I appreciate the call. There was a good exchange on a few things. The debt, the federal debt, I thought was pretty good, and Rubio did really well there. Cruz laid out, we don't have time for the clip now, but Cruz did a good job. What was the clip we were going to play from Cruz that we're running out of time for, Rev?
Supreme Court.
Yeah, on the Supreme Court. Did a fabulous job of saying, who are you going to put on the Supreme Court and holding him down? Very nice job. Mike, and that's important, but I agree with you on Planned Parenthood. You ought to be educated on it. Mike, on the Northwest Angle, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm in the beautiful Red River Valley, Sugar Beet Valley, south of Hillsboro, and heading home. I think you hit it on the button when you said interstate competition is a good thing. There wasn't any specifics, but I don't like the restrictions. If you live in Indiana, you should be able to buy a car anywhere. But what if we enacted laws that said you live in Indiana, you can only buy a car in Indiana. You live in North Dakota, you can only buy a car in North Dakota. We should have the freedom to buy an insurance policy anywhere we want in the United States. So I agree that would open up a lot of competition, give that a year or two, and then fix the bugs after that. So I understood his state line plan. He didn't get specifics, but that's a good start. I'm not necessarily a fan, but I'll support any Republican because they support the Republican National Platform, and don't stay home just because Trump might be the nominee.
Good advice, Mike. Thank you. Drive safe. Tim and Colm, what's on your mind?
Well, in addition, I've seen Trump on Hannity. I've seen Trump on MSNBC, the town halls, you name it, on national TV. In addition to interstate commerce with buying a policy in Arizona or Alaska or wherever you want to buy it if you live in North Dakota, he's talked about health savings accounts. He talked about portability. And he talked about protecting the people who maybe their only policy is maybe to get Medicaid. Now, Bush.
Why not last night? Why not last night? You know, that you're right. He has talked about that, specifically on health savings accounts. He calls them something different than health savings account, but it's the same premise.
When you get ganged up, you just have a mental lapse. And I think that may have what happened. But President Bush, when he was president, he was for this health savings account. Romney was for it in 2012. So any of these rhino Republicans that are calling into you this morning that are supporting Rubio or going for Cruz, their beloved Republicans were also for this stuff that Trump was talking about last night.
Wow, so, okay. First time I've ever heard Cruz. Say again.
Well, Rubio, when he had that gotcha moment with Trump, he had a little playground smile, like a 10-year-old thinking, I got my dad. And I'm tired of this Rubio guy because he's a phony. He says he's not for amnesty, and yet he is.
Tim, appreciate the call. First time I've ever heard anybody refer to rhinos that are Cruz supporters because those two don't usually go together, but appreciate the take. Jim and Fargo, I have literally 20 seconds left for you. What's up?
I think a couple guys said it right. He's saying remove the state lines, let budgeting, and get the government the heck out of it, out of the business entirely, and then you have a thing. Not like Rubio's plan of you know, there. And somebody should remind Rubio that the presidency is a full-time job.
Smart group of folks. Well-informed listeners. Appreciate all of you. I'm off to gather with my fellow moderators for the governor's debate that will happen Thursday, broadcast on Prairie Public, on the KX4 and others, or KX Network, rather, statewide. So should be fun. That includes Danelle Preske-Hushka from the North Dakota Association of Counties and Dave Thompson from Prairie Public. So keep those questions coming. God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along. Still hit the sinker's time
in the summertime. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.